In this bulletin, New South Wales records one new local case of COVID-19. Grants funding announced for multicultural communities to help boost COVID-19 vaccination rates. And Rafael Nadal withdraws from Wimbledon and the Tokyo Olympic Games. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. Peggy Giacomelos with you. New South Wales has recorded one new local case of COVID-19, a man who attended Bondi Junction Westfield. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it appears from CCTV footage that the virus was transmitted through fleeting contact. As a result, the list of exposure sites could be updated and casual contacts may now be deemed close contacts. Ms Berejiklian says over the next couple of days, masks will be mandatory for Greater Sydney residents on public transport, but ticketed events will be allowed to proceed.
So we don't want anyone to cancel any events. We don't want anyone to cancel any of those organised ticketed events in particular. Just make sure that whether you're the organiser of the event or you're someone attending, that you stick to those recommendations we've given you and stick to the good COVID safety plans. Those safety plans have worked for us in New South Wales. That if all of us do the right thing, we're able to get through the next few days without imposing any further requirements on our population.
And New Zealand says quarantine-free travel will continue with New South Wales for now, despite the COVID-19 cases reported in Sydney. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has told the Nine Network that may change if there's a lockdown.
We stay in really close contact. If they have enough concern to impose restrictions or to themselves go into a form of lockdown, then we then respond at our border. But as you can see at the moment, keeping watching briefs, staying in touch with health officials, of course telling travellers that if they are covered by areas of interest, then they need to remain isolated over in Australia rather than travelling. But at the moment, we're keeping travelling moving with New South Wales.
The federal government has announced $1 million in funding for a coronavirus public health campaign targeting multicultural communities. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says grants will be made available to those in culturally diverse communities to share COVID-19 vaccine information to boost inoculation rates. From Monday, community groups can apply for a grant from a pool of $1.2 million in funding. And the Chief Health Officer, Paul Kelly, is reassuring Australians that coronavirus vaccines are safe after a cautious lift in the age recommendation for AstraZeneca. The federal government's vaccine rollout will now offer people under 60 Pfizer after new advice from the expert panel on immunisation. More than 840,000 people under 60 who have received their first dose of AstraZeneca are being encouraged not to cancel second jab appointments. Government frontbencher Peter Dutton has told the Nine Network the small risk of rare blood clotting is greatly reduced with the second dose.
The advice is very clear in relation to those people who have had the first jab and not had an adverse reaction, that there should be no doubt about them getting the second jab. And that's incredibly important, particularly for people over the age of 70. And that advice we adhere to. Doctors around the country are saying exactly that, and people should talk to their GP.
And Victoria has recorded one new locally acquired coronavirus case. As restrictions ease for Melbourne and regional residents, the Department of Health confirmed the new local COVID-19 infection from a primary close contact of an existing case. It comes as Melburnians are no longer subject to the 25-kilometre travel limit and can enter regional Victoria for the first time in 3 weeks after the state's fourth COVID-19 lockdown. In other news, a Senate committee has recommended Australia adopt a ban on the import of goods made using forced labour in response to concerns about China's treatment of ethnic Uyghurs in Xinjiang. The bipartisan recommendation was made in a report which said the use of forced labour in China's Xinjiang region is a grave human rights violation. The Human Rights Law Centre said it welcomed the report and the recommendation to strengthen the enforcement of Australia's modern slavery laws. to sport, and Rafael Nadal has announced that he won't be playing at Wimbledon or the Olympic Games this summer in order to protect his body. The decision means he misses out on his next chance to earn a men's record 21st Grand Slam. The 35-year-old says it was not an easy choice to make, but he feels confident it's the right call. Let's see what the weather's like for you at the moment. In Perth, a sunny 19 degrees, a couple of showers about in Adelaide where it's 15, much the same in Melbourne, 14, similar conditions in Hobart. In Canberra, a shower or 2, 13. In Wollongong, possible showers, 20 degrees, much the same for Sydney, 19, similar conditions for Newcastle, 18. Fine weather for you in Brisbane where it's 21 degrees today. It's also fine in Cairns, 29, and beautiful weather for Darwin as well, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.